Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
So, yesterday was the Trinity Diploma and TESOL exam, and we were flipping through the paper afterwards, and there was one question that we thought would make a good subject for a podcast.
So the question is, technology is increasingly becoming viewed as not just a luxury, but a necessity in a student's journey in learning English.
And then the questions are, to what extent do you agree or disagree? So that's the question we're going to look at today. So before we look into the question, what generally is your perception of how teachers view technology?
And I would say there were two extreme groups of teachers, and they viewed technology extremely important in 21st century English teaching.
You mean they both think it's important, or you think
two groups are quite extreme?
Yeah.
So one group, and they believe, and it's definitely something that we need to start implementing more in the class, and another group and completely against it, and they think, well, like the traditional way, and focus on the textbooks and the whiteboard, and probably more practical or effective.
Yeah. I remember last year being in a pre-conference special interest group day at IATEFL, and it was for teacher trainers, and there was a debate about technology, and everyone in there was really anti-technology and, talking about how it's only to make bells and whistles and to try and make things really interesting for students. And I was shocked that, kind of, to me at least, they seemed to be missing the point.
Okay.
I mean, technology to me doesn't mean computers or whiteboards or something. Technology is just tools that we use to do stuff. I guess at one point like a ballpoint pen, this would be technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back maybe, 1,000 years, then a quill and parchment or something to write on, that would be technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, the question is not about it's not about should we use technology or not. It's just that how can we find better ways of integrating the tools that students are using in their everyday lives in the classroom?
Oh, I see. You're not just talking about the literal definition of technology like normally people understand. You said computers or, maybe some apps. But it's the way how we use the tool in the class.
Yeah, and I think it's just like anything else, how relevant are those tools to the students?
Mm-hmm.
So the times when I see technology going wrong are, for example, when schools invest in interactive whiteboards, which don't really do anything extra except cost more and break more and take longer to set up than a normal whiteboard. Yeah, and at least the class, I've seen so many classes where teaching already is really complicated and involves lots and lots of multitasking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you add this bit of technology, and for teachers, it makes the whole process even more complicated. It doesn't add anything to the learning because it's an extra thing from outside. No one uses an interactive whiteboard home, right?
Okay.
But for example, the internet or mobile phones, everyone uses those things outside of class.
Yeah.
So what are the best ways that we can integrate those things into our classes?
Okay, I think it's really important before we go in depth talking about technology. I think everybody just need to, bear in mind we're not talking about the physical thing like computer or this kind of stuff. It can be something invisible, and that how or techniques that you're using in the class by using the existing tool.
Right. Like, what are the existing tools? What technology are students already bringing to the classroom that you can use? So I think the problem with some teachers is if they're quote-unquote scared of technology, right, that they'll say, put away your mobile phone, right? And it's kind of like someone 100 years ago saying, put away that pen and notebook. I don't understand that. It's scaring me. Put it away, which is dumb, right? Because it's something that students use outside of class. So how can we better help them use the tools they're using outside of class inside the class?
Yeah. And you're talking about mobile phone. I think that's a really common thing, everybody using it. And even the young learners and small kids, they have a mobile phone in the class. So I've heard so many teachers talking about, oh, no, that's a dangerous thing, using mobile phones in all over the place. It's hard to monitor. Maybe I can share one activity I did in my class.
Yeah.
Remember, I taught something. There's one phonological focus. So I asked the students to pull out their phone to use the like a selfie, like the mirror, and then yeah. to look at their own mouse position and yeah. how they pronounce the word. And then they have to like practice how to say the longer utterances. And then they record what they said and they have to swap their mobile phones and give it to their partner. And they listen or watch the recording they made and then find out some problems and give some feedback.
That sounds amazing. It's like the thing of like you bring in a mirror into the classroom or yeah. something, get the students to use a mirror, except everyone already has a mirror that's got a record function on it, right? Which yeah. is amazing.
And another example, I taught like a guided observation class 2 weeks ago. It's talking about set up a blind date and introduce the friends to the other friends and see if they can become girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah.
So what I did is very simple. Just find some photos in your phone. And do you have any friends who are single? And then you can introduce this person to another student. And if they have any friends who are single, and they can ask some questions and find out more details. So very simple. I didn't do any preparation. And it's pretty straightforward, but it's really like personalized.
Yeah, yeah. Like I remember like 10 years ago teaching and asking students to bring in a photo of a holiday as a bit of realia. And then the idea is that they can then use that photo to talk about in the class. And whenever you did it, you'd be lucky if half of the students actually remember to bring it in. But think now, every student just doesn't bring one photo to class. They have thousands of photos in their phone of their families, of their holidays, of their houses. All these things that we do lessons on in the classroom, and everyone's carrying around photos of those in their phone. There's so many opportunities to get students to bring their phones out and use those photos as a focus in the class.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you before we go any further, because there's probably a bunch of people that are about to hit stop because they're not into technology. For those teachers that think mobile phones are dangerous, they distract students, they make them not pay attention to the teacher, not pay attention to language learning. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
First of all, I would say, have you ever tried using technology in your class? You've never tried. So, you know, there's no evidence to prove and you're right. So first of all, I would say, okay, before you like make assumption of technology, just try the class and using technology in a class.
And you know what's interesting with that is because obviously we observe a lot of classes on the Trinity Cert and the Trinity Dip. And a lot of the time you see students on their phones, right, when you're observing. Now, when you're observing, it's easy because you're behind the student, so you can walk behind them and see what are they doing on their phones. And I find most of the time they're actually like looking up a word. I wonder if a lot of the time that teachers see students using their phones and they immediately think, oh, they're distracted or they're doing something they shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. But actually, the students are really engaged, right? And they're really interested and they want to find out more about the word or something that's come up in the class.
It is interesting that you perceive it like something positive and they're motivated and really into the topic and they want to find out more information or find the meaning of the words. But like I said, this group of teachers who are anti-technology because they thought it's a bad thing because they're wasting their time looking up the word in their phone. So
Why is that a bad idea, looking up a word?
Because, and I'll have to slow down and I'll have to, you know, maybe won't be able to achieve the lesson name, affect the timing in the class, a lot of a negative influence.
But it's almost like an amazing way of differentiating, right? That everyone's got a phone. So if I don't understand a word, I don't have to stop the class, right? I can just look up the word on my phone for 30 seconds and find out the answer. And it doesn't disrupt the class, but I'm able to check on something for my own learning.
But I've heard some of the trainees on some certain TESOL courses, and it said, okay, the trainer said, for your teaching practice classes, you are not going to use any technology. For example.
Like, that drives me crazy.
Yeah, no PowerPoint and no projector and no audio or this kind of stuff.
Do they turn the lights off as well? Do they throw the pens out the window because whiteboard pens are too new for them?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, wow, you cannot just teach your students like how you taught 20, 30 or 50 years ago and you stay the same way. Why, you know, you charge a lot of money and then you deliver this kind of concept.
So what do they say then? Is it because, in case you end up in a school in Africa and there's no... Is that what they say?
No, or? I think just try to avoid like the chaos.
Oh.
And in the teaching practice classes, or maybe the trainer just can't be bothered, you know, seeing all the difficulties or problems,
right?
Technical problems.
I think this is one of the problems with probably teacher training and any kind of training, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the people that end up doing the training have probably already been in the industry for 20 years or 30 years. So they're very set in their own way. So often those maybe are some of the people, and I'm talking about us here, so I think it's okay for us to say it, but some of the people who are least open to new ideas. So when new ideas come along, it's really slow for them to be incorporated into learning.
It's just about, you know, how you exploit or use, you know, materials or everything that you have already.
Yeah, like I remember maybe about a year ago, I was in Hong Kong and I got into the lift in the hotel I was in and I was reading the news on my phone and this old couple got in and said, oh, hello. They were said hello like it was being friendly, but it was kind of aggressive, right? And they were like, oh, all you young people are addicted to phones. Mm. But I was like, I'm reading The Guardian, right?
Yeah.
Like you've probably read the newspaper before. And all these things that we used to do, reading newspapers, taking notes, dictionaries, albums, all these different things that people used to do using all sorts of different stuff.
Yeah.
Now we just use a phone for them. And there's so many opportunities to kind of take advantage of that class. And I also think, so if we're in a class, don't print off a news article and give it to your students because it's different to what people do in your real life. All right, because we're kind of running out of time. Can you tell me like one or two things that you've either done in a class or that you've seen in a class that you feel use technology in an authentic way that helps students learn?
Okay, so one class that I taught before and just introduced new apps.
Oh, cool.
So I asked them to introduce the app they've used recently and what the benefit of it and how you use it. You know, talking about Airbnb and talking about like booking flight tickets and hotels and restaurant review. And people are so interested in finding interesting apps.
So you're almost using the phone as Realia and the apps as Realia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there is another one. So I remember this app called Sounds. You know, from Macmillan, you know, the IPA chart developed by Adrian Underhill.
Oh, yeah.
So for the teachers and students, if they would like to, you know, find out how to pronounce the sound, they can just, you know, download it and they can click it and they can keep hearing it again and again. And they have some really good practice. Like you can either choose the phonemic transcription and then turn it into words or the other way around.
Oh, cool.
Well, what about you? Any...
I think for me that the most useful thing I see is we send spoke, or at least I spend so much of my time now sending people instant messages on Skype or WeChat or, you know, email or whatever. And often in classes, I still see teachers asking students to write stuff, write English with a pen and paper, which is something that I almost never do. So I think for me, it's whenever in class you see teachers getting students to, instead of write this down on a bit of paper, write it down on your phone and then send a message to this WeChat group or something or Skype group that the whole class is in and everyone can see it. Or instead of have this conversation with your partner, send an instant message to your partner so that they're communicating using the technology that they're going to have to use outside the classroom. Because so often now when you meet a new person, you meet them and then you add them, and then you send them messages. And we don't teach our students this skill of being able to write or type. It's like, I think writing... Because we still talk about these four skills, right? Speaking, listening, reading, writing. But for me, that's out of date. For me, it should be speaking, listening, reading, typing.
Typing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It shouldn't be typing. It should be writing.
Okay.
Those, to me, are now the four skills for this century.
Before we finish, a lot of teacher trainers, and they don't often use technology in your training, so it affects their trainees. So as a teacher trainer, what have you done in your training before and integrating technology?
So for example, two or three days ago, I did a training on using tasks. So I set up an information gap task with the trainees. Online, I sent half the trainees one blog and I sent half the trainees another blog. And they're both about similar things on tasks, but they were slightly different. And the two sets of teachers had to design a 5-minute training to explain to the other group. Yeah, so you're sending a link to them. So you're giving them information, but just instead of printing off the article, which no one does anymore, right? You send it to them and then they read it and then present. What about you?
And I did a new teacher training. So I remember one session is about engaged student. So what I did, it divided them into different groups. So each group, they have to film themselves and what they did to engage the students. And then they send it to the WeChat group. So each group, and they have to watch the other group's video clip and then give some feedback. And then the group, they have to receive the feedback from other groups, and they come back and they have to redo it and then send it again and see how they improved it.
Oh, that's so cool. And you can take it away and watch the two and reflect on your progress, which all leads to intrinsic motivation because you see how much you improved.
So hopefully everybody, and from now on, you can try to try some technology in your class.
And if you didn't like technology, you're probably not listening to a podcast anyway.
Okay. Right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to listen to more podcasts, please check our website, www.tefltraininginstitute.com.